Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, brought to you by Inner Circle Publishing and Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us in a community of insight. The opinions, thoughts, and ideas of reality you're about to hear in no way reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its advertisers. We are live and welcome callers at 646 716 8138 or join us in the chat room and participate with your comments. If you have a guest to suggest for Aware Talk Radio, please contact Chad at icpchad@fairpoint.net or Stephen at stephen@harefield.com. All of our Aware Talk Radio shows are archived at innercirclepublishing.com. Sign up now as an affiliate broadcaster and stream all of our shows from your website. Now, sit back and suspend all your disbelief and bring us your awareness, for this is Aware Talk Radio. Are you aware?
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Creating Your Own Reality show. This is your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisher. I want to thank those of you that are listening in, those of you that have been listening in thus far. I want to commend you and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule tonight to join in with us tonight. We're here for another night to be enlightened, another night to be illuminated, to be expanded, to have our consciousness expanded to another level. And I'm so excited for you tonight because I have something to give you. There's a word for you on tonight, a word that will change your life, a word that will edify you and build you up and give you the power, the strength, the determination, the will that you need to go further. And I just want to thank you. Those of you that are listening in, you can call in. The call-in number is 646-716-8138. Again, that number is 646-716-8138. Also, why don't you join us in the chat room? If you're in there tonight, thank you for being a part of the show tonight, and those of you in the chat room, I want to thank you for joining in, for staying connected to this broadcast, and I hope that these broadcasts are changing your life. Last week was a great show. I want to thank all of you that signed up for the Abundance Network. Those of you that are listening now, if I do not have your email, I need to be able to contact you to keep you connected and to keep you connected with everything that you're doing. I need you to go to my website, which is theenlightenmentcenter.net, and I need you to be able to contact me. I want to be able to contact you. I need your website. I want you to join the Abundance Network. Why? Because the abundance that flows in and throughout us, that flows through us, keeps us and guides us and allows us to have that abundant life that we need. And so it is of great pleasure for all of you to be here tonight. And I want to thank all of you for definitely being a part of the show tonight. If you have any questions or anything that you might want to add in or anything that you might want to discuss, or I also am a numerologist and astrologer, so definitely those of you that want to call in, I can do like mini readings and so forth on tonight. I want to thank all of you in the chat room for joining in. Conscious Vibrations, guest 848. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely. Those of you in the chat room, I want you to type in, I am abundance. I want you to type that in if you could, those of you in the chat room. I am abundance. Why? Because whatever you put after I am, you actually bring it into your manifestation. You bring it into your world that you're creating. Each one of us create our own world. And what we say I am, we bring that I am abundance. And we bring that into our manifestation, our world. And as we continue to grow, we understand and we know that life gives to the giver and takes from the taker. I am abundance. Those of you in the chat room, if you want to type that in tonight, I like the way Constance Robertson says, I am God. She doesn't put the letter I, she puts the E-Y-E. And when you understand what the I is, the mind's eye, that we see with our mind's eye and not our physical eyes. And sometimes what happens is the reason we're in the situations that we're in sometimes is because we're looking through the wrong eyes. There's a great metaphysical poet by the name of Rumi, and he wrote a poem, and in his poem he says, the best way for anybody to ever see is with their eyes closed, because when you close your physical eyes, you're able to see with the mind's eye. And we want to thank you, Chad. Thank you for being a part of the show. Those of you that are coming in now into the chat room, I want everybody to type in, I am abundance. Why? Because the abundance, as you connect with the abundance, you understand that the abundance that flows in and throughout you, that flows through the universe, is yours. The universe has an abundant good that it wants to give to you. The abundance has a great abundance that it wants to flow. The universe is opening this good to you here and now. And so as we begin to allow that to come into our atmosphere and understand that this week is going to be a great week for us. Those of you that are listening now, I want you to know that this week is going to be a great week for you, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your situation. I want you to know that if you can rise and elevate your level of consciousness and understand and know that regardless of how hard it is, regardless of your circumstance, that if you can see yourself being great, you can be great. If you can see yourself being successful, you can be successful. If you can see yourself being financially independent and debt-free, you can be financially successful and independent and debt-free. And so we believe that on tonight because we understand that consciousness is our only reality. Consciousness. And when we understand that consciousness is our only reality, we are the masters of our own fate. Tonight, I'm going to go a different way tonight. Also, those of you, again, that are coming into the chat room, I want you to type in, I am abundance. Those of you that want to call in, you can call in at 646-716-8138. We're just about ending the year. We're in September. We only have a few more months left. And those of you that are listening that want to call in, I am a numerologist and I'm also an astrologer. We can do later on in the show, I'll be opening up the lines. We can do mini readings. Those of you, just give me your birth date and I'll be able to tell you some things, tell you what cycle you are in, some of the things that you can expect for 2009. We can get into a whole facade of things tonight. And it's just a great opportunity that Aware Talk Radio has given us the opportunity to enlighten people, to empower people, to take people to that next level, to give them that extra push that they need to step into their destiny of greatness, to step into their lives to where they're able to uplift themselves and pull themselves out of the dark, miry clay, out of the dirt, out of destruction, out of lack, loss, and limitation, but set your feet on success, prosperity, wealth, and happiness, and understand and know that the only person in this world that can stop you from having, being, and doing whatever it is that you want to do is you. You are the only person that can stop yourself. There's nobody, there's no situation, there's no circumstance that can stop you but you. Those of you that are listening, we have a conference call at the Enlightenment Center every Thursday at 7 p.m. You can go to my website, which is theenlightenmentcenter.net, and you can click under empowerment calls. The phone number is there. Every Thursday I do a conference call, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And this, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be dealing with the family series. And the family series is a great series. I've actually started dealing with the woman, and we started talking about women. In the family, we talk about woman. Why? Because the Bible talks about when Adam began to name Eve, he called her Eve, the mother of all living things. Now, metaphysically, Eve represents the subconscious mind and also the feeling nature. When we look at the conscious mind and the conscious mind will be more considered into Adam because he's more of the male aspect of man, and Eve will represent the subconscious mind, the feminine aspect. When you look at any organization, any company, anybody that's ever been great, I've noticed one thing, that a woman has to be at the helm. Why? Because it's something about the nature of a woman that brings things into perspective. I'm not surprised that John McCain would select a woman as his vice president for the vice president ticket. I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised even that George Bush would select Condoleezza Rice to be the Secretary of the State. Why? It's something about a power of the woman that brings things into perspective and gets things done. Any major company you look at, any major organization that you look at, if it is successful, I guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt that there is a woman at the helm. It's something about the woman. When you begin to understand the power of the woman, and I don't really want to go into this tonight into great detail because I talk about this on my Thursday conference call. So those of you that are listening, you can go to the website, theenlightenmentcenter.net, and I'm kind of giving you a recap of what happened last Thursday. And so we're dealing with the family, and I begin to talk about how important the woman is to us because the woman is the feeling nature, the subconscious mind. I talked about womanhood and motherhood and wifehood and girlhood. We talked about the different aspects of understanding the woman in total. So those of you that are listening, definitely feel free. Aware Talk Radio is a great radio station. It gives us the ability and the opportunity to be expanded. I like to take the time out to talk about Aware Talk Radio because it's very important to me that we understand the importance of this radio station, that we understand that this radio station has been created to empower us and lift us, to illuminate us and educate us on how we ought to be better people, to be better to our families, to better in every situation, in every circumstance that we're dealing with, that we're able to understand and know all that we have. All that we can do is based on our consciousness, our belief, and understanding that we are the masters of our own faith. And so we want to take the time out just to thank Chad and also Dr. Stephen Harefield for giving us this great opportunity. I want to go in tonight into a subject that I talked about yesterday at the Enlightenment Center, and that topic was positioning yourself to be in the right place. I find that when you talk about positioning yourself, one has to understand that a lot of times in life, there's two kind of people that you're going to meet. There are people that wait for things to happen, and then there's people that make things happen. Now, there's a book that I was reading called The Secrets of the Millionaires Next Door. And in the book, he talked about playing the game of life. And what he says about playing the game of life is, he says, the rich people play to win, and the poor people play not to lose. I'll say that again. Rich people play to win. Poor people play not to lose. I begin to look at that in great context because I begin to analyze it and really get into it to understand that each one of us are playing in the game of life. When you begin to understand that life is not supposed to be hard, life is not supposed to be full of lack, loss, limitation, and drama, and brokenness, and it's not supposed to be full of defeat. Life is supposed to be joyful and happy and filled with happiness and joy and love and peace and success. And happiness, love, life is supposed to be great. But what happens is many of us have not come to the conscious mind of knowing that we are supposed to be winners playing the game of life. And so we allow life to dictate to us how we ought to live, when in fact you're supposed to tell life how you want to live. I always say live your life. Don't let life live you. When you begin to understand in great detail how important your life is, that we're not to take life for granted, but that we're supposed to live for now. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Yesterday is already gone. The only thing we have right now is this moment right here, right now, living in the now. Why? Because there's something about living for this moment right here, right now. Why? Because for every action that I do, for every cause that I make, there is an effect. There is a reaction for every action, which means that whatever I do today will affect my tomorrow. To begin to understand, when we talk about one of the great affirmations that I love to use, it says, we must be before we can do. And we can only do to the extent which we are. And what we are depends on what we think. I'll read that again. We must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent which we are, and what we are depends on what we think. I love that affirmation because it allows us to go in to understand that before I can do anything, I must be. I must be. I must be able to understand and know in great context that I must be. Understand this. There's somebody listening on this call tonight, and you're saying to yourself, I really want to manifest some things in my life. I really want to get out of the circumstances that I'm in. I want some changes. I want things to go good. I really want to make some changes in my life. And you're frustrated because things are not going the way that you want them to. You must sit back and have a self-evaluation to evaluate yourself to say, what is it that I'm doing? Listen to me. You can never get out of life what you want. I know some of you are going to be disappointed by this statement that I'm going to tell you tonight. You can never get out of life what you want. You only get out of life what you are, which means that whatever it is that I want, I must become that thing. I want to be financially independent. Guess what? I must become financially independent in my consciousness. I must hold the state desired of financial independence. I must walk in financial independence. I must talk in financial independence. I must have the feeling of financial independence. And as I walk in that consciousness of the state desired, guess what? The universe will make it my reality that I am, in fact, financially independent. My thought goes into the conscious mind. The conscious mind then sends it to the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind connects with that subconscious mind and that feeling nature and brings it into manifestation. Listen, there is a man by the name of Neville Goddard. He's one of the great metaphysicians of our time. He has a number of books. Those of you that are familiar with his books, those of you that are not, I definitely would challenge you to get his books. Neville, he has a book, and in the book he sees a number of books, Your Faith is Your Fortune, Resurrection. He has a number of great books. He's a great metaphysician. He talks about in his book, there was a woman who wanted to go to New York. She didn't have any money. She didn't have a way to get to New York. She didn't have any way. Every day, she would sit down in her chair, and she would hold the state desire of her in New York. She would see herself in New York. She would see herself shopping in New York. She would see herself walking down the street in New York. Now, mind you, she didn't sit down and constantly tell herself, I want to go to New York. I hope I can go to New York. I wish I can go to New York. No. She held the state desire in her consciousness that she was already in New York. She saw herself in New York. She began to see herself in New York. She began to understand and know that, wait a minute, I can visualize myself being in New York. And guess what happened? This woman had no money. She didn't have a way to get to New York, but every day she would see herself going in New York shopping. Her grandfather was scheduled to go to New York, and he couldn't go because of an emergency, and he ended up giving the ticket to her. Guess what? She created her own reality. She wasn't concerned about how she was going to get to New York. She wasn't worried about because she didn't have any money. She didn't have a plane ticket. All she knew is that she held the state desire and saw herself in New York, and the universe made it possible for her to get to New York. I say that to say this tonight. There's somebody on this call tonight that wants to be financially independent. There's somebody that wants a house, that wants a car. There's somebody that wants a great job, that wants a career start, that wants to start that business. And you're looking at yourself and you're saying, I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that. You don't need any of that. The only thing you need in this world is consciousness. Consciousness is your only reality. And when you begin to understand and know that, if you can hold the state desire of you having, being, and doing whatever it is that you want, guess what? The universe has to make it happen. The universe, listen, if a person walks around all day and tells themselves, I am financially independent, you tell yourself that, you feel that, you speak it, you live it, you become it, guess what? The only thing that the universe can say is, wait a minute, this person is financially independent. So guess what? I have to make that their reality because it's in their consciousness. And the universe will move things and create things in your life that will make you financially independent, whether it's a windfall, whether somebody gives you a settlement, you get money from a relative. If anything is possible when you connect it to the universal presence from within. I want to talk tonight about positioning yourself in the right place. Many of you thinking tonight, I want to be at the right place at the right time. Positioning yourself, it's not a physical attribute. It is a spiritual attribute. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And once we begin to understand and know that, we begin to come into an understanding of knowing that I must position myself consciously. I must position myself in a place that I know that I can hold to the state desired, that I understand that when I sow a thought, I'll reap an act. And when I sow an act, I'll reap a habit. And when I sow a habit, I'll reap character. And when I sow character, I'll reap destiny. I'm going to say that to you again. When I sow a thought, I'll reap an act. And when I sow an act, I'll reap a habit. And when I sow a habit, I'll reap character. And when I sow character, I'll reap destiny. When you begin to understand and begin to know that consciousness is your only reality, you begin to position yourself. Get into the position. Guess what? Do you not know that you can create an event in your life before it happens? You'll be able to understand and know, even as you come into context, that I can create my own destiny. When you're getting ready to go, those of you that are listening in now and you're going on a job interview, those of you that are looking for employment and you're going in a job interview, before you go to the job interview, the night before the interview, when you go into your secret place to meditate and to connect with the universal presence from within, see yourself in the interview. See them telling you you got the job. See them telling them how great, how valuable you are, how you're able, you're the one they need for the job. Create the event before it takes place and watch as you go into the interview how it unfolds just as you have seen it in your consciousness. You are the master of your own fate. And when you begin to understand and know that, you begin to understand that you create your own reality, positioning yourself. I want to be in a position of greatness. I want to be in a position of success. Many of us, even listening on this call tonight, when we're striving for success, when we're striving for greatness, when we're talking about manifesting things, many of us are going outside of ourselves to do it. And we're getting frustrated because things are not happening the way we want them to. But that's the reason why they're not happening the way that you want them to, because you must first go within. As within, so without. As above, so below. I tell you this, the Bible says, as it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. What that means metaphysically is that the word heaven metaphysically means your mind. And as it is in your mind, so shall it be on earth, so shall it be in your physical reality, in your manifestation. Whatever thoughts you think in your mind will be made manifest in your reality. That's why it's very important that you watch the kind of thoughts that you think. Watch the kind of conversation. They always say it's not what goes into a man that defiles a man, but what comes out of a man that defiles a man. What are we listening to? What are we reading? What kind of conversation are we keeping? Who are we hanging around? They tell us that your friends are a resume of what you're going to become. I tell you that. I say that to say this. Take a look at your friends tonight when you get off this broadcast, and look at your friends and really take a good look, because your friends are a resume of what you are to become. And so if you don't like the friends that you have, guess what? You don't have to change the friends that you have. People think a lot of times, I have to change, I have to move away from my friends. Whenever you want change in your life, you do not do it from the out, outward perspective. You do it from the inner perspective. Let me tell you why. When you get to a certain level of consciousness and you get to a certain level, guess what? Your friends are going to leave you because they're going to tell you, you know what, something has changed about him. Something has changed about her. She's not the same way she used to be. She acts different. Something is different about her. And what happens is you've changed in consciousness. That's why I tell people all the time, those of you that are married, those of you that are in relationships, don't try to change your spouse. Only person that needs to change is you. Because when you change, guess what? Your spouse has to change in order to respect and to communicate with you and contact you. Your spouse has to change. Guess what? Because you changed. The only thing that needs to be changed is you. Every aspect of our lives, we always looking to change everybody else. We always want to change this. The only thing that needs to be changed is us. And when we begin to understand and know that about positioning ourselves, what position do you want to be in tonight? Those of you in the chat room, if you would join me tonight and type in, what position do you want to be in? Positioning yourself to be in the right place. I want to be successful. I want to be wealthy. Well, if you want to be successful tonight, those of you in the chat room, I want you to type in, I want to position myself to be successful. I want to position myself to be prosperous. I want to position myself to have a great career. I want to position myself to be a great father, a great mother, a great businessman. I want to position myself to be the greatest human being on earth. And so tonight, as we position ourselves, we begin to understand and know that we have a lot of greatness in us, a lot of success. And it's only going to get better. We're only going to get stronger. We're only going to get wiser. We're only going to get more understanding, more knowledge, more happiness, more joy, more peace. And it takes us into that level of mind to where we're able to manifest all of our dreams and our goals. Those of you that are listening in, you can call in. I see here that we have a caller. Let me see. Hello, how you doing? Welcome to Creating Your Own Reality.
Good evening, brother. I'm basically listening in because I can't hear you through the computer. So if you allow me to listen in a little bit and then come back to me later, I'm sure I have a question.
All right. All right. What's your name, brother?
John.
All right, John. What's your birthday, John?
12/28/72.
12/28. Okay. John, this is a year for you that brings a lot of changes. I want to tell you, this is a year for you to be very kind of structured in what you're doing, not to make any major decisions, but to be able to come into a context of understanding and knowing that these changes that are going around with you are going to allow you to evolve and bring you into a greater awareness in life. Also understand and know this is an opportunity for you to, if you want to travel, to go out to do certain things. John, what exactly do you do for a living?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, I definitely see some things happening for you in the month of November. I see some connections coming around as you begin to expand and come into a greater awareness. Also, allow yourself to be open. Are you married?
No.
All right. I see, because I'm getting ready to tell you, I don't know if there's a woman in your life, but there's a woman who's going to become very close to you. I see you and a woman becoming very close. I also see that this woman, whoever she is going to kind of bring you into a level of understanding that you have never known. I talked about this earlier. I don't know how long you've been listening in. We talked about the significance of a woman. There is a woman that's going to come in contact with you, or either you already know her, and you guys are going to come into a closer relationship together, and things will begin to expand. Be open to receive a lot of different things. The universe is getting ready to send a lot of different things your way. But understand and know that this year is a year of a lot of changes, I would tell you to definitely stay away from a lot of drama.
Because
this year can bring a lot of drama. This year can bring a lot of drama, so pretty much stay rooted and grounded. But understand and know that there is a major change coming in the month of November, and I also see that this woman is going to be very key in you expanding your business. And also, I see you, I don't know why I'm getting Puerto Rico. I don't know who you know in Puerto Rico. I'm getting some kind of connection with Puerto Rico.
Well, I travel there at least once every 2 years, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's something
to go to
coming
the
out.
Factory. That's about it.
Yeah. All right, but there's something coming out of Puerto Rico. There's a connection with you in Puerto Rico, and it's going to be very influential in your business and expanding. And also, I see you doing a lot of stuff there. I just know something is coming out of Puerto Rico. Also, I would tell you.
That's amazing because most of my client base are Hispanic.
Yeah. I see a lot of things coming out of Puerto Rico for you. I would tell you also that the month of November is going to be very significant for you. Definitely get a journal and start writing down the things that you want to see manifested. Start writing down, you know, the things that you want to implement, the things that you want to create. There's power in writing. Why? Because writing is the first level of manifestation. It takes the thought out of your mind from the intangible realm and puts it into the physical realm, the tangible realm, by writing down those thoughts, those ideas that you have. And
it's funny you should mention that because I'm halfway through my book as we speak.
All right, man. So keep continuing to write and continuing because as you're writing, you're going to see how things are going to start manifesting. Doors are going to be open for you as you continue to grow and manifest. I'm going to leave you on the air so you can listen on. Those of you also that want to call in, thank you, John, for calling in.
Thank you.
I just want you to know, man, be blessed. This is going to be a good year for you. Great expansion. Also, I would tell you, too, to find at least three people that you can bring on board with you because there's going to be an expansion. You're going to need a lot of people working with you. Things are going to really expand. So get three key people that you can bring in and help you with your operation because there's a lot of expansion coming in. I want to thank you, John, for calling in. Those of you that also want to call in, you can call in at 646-716-8138. Also, John, if you're listening, man, I want you to go to my website, theenlightenmentcenter.net, and I want you to sign up for my Abundance Network, those of you that are listening as well. All you do is put your email in, and I'll have you on my email list. I send out newsletters. I send out all kinds of great things that we'll be sending out this week. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a newsletter, and it should be going out this week. So we want to thank you definitely for those of you that are joining in. I want to thank Chad for definitely being in the chat room for us and helping us out in the chat room. Those of you, once again, that also want to call in, 646-716-8138, meet us in the chat room. Positioning yourself to be in the right place. I want to position myself. There's somebody on the call, somebody listening to this tonight, or somebody who will be listening on the downloaded podcast that may say, I want to be married. I want to have a spouse. I want to have my soulmate. I tell people all the time when people come to me and say, well, you know, I'm looking for a spouse, I'm looking for my soulmate, I'm looking for somebody that I can come into contact with. You know the kind of person that you want. Write it down. Get a journal. This is one of the secret keys of the masters, writing. Writing is the ability to bring that intangible thought and bring it from the intangible realm to the text. When you start writing down your ideas and start writing down things, you'll be amazed at how things begin to unfold. Why? Because you're making them concrete. As a matter of fact, anybody on this call or on this broadcast tonight that's ever done a business deal, they always say, I need to have it in writing. There's something about writing that solidifies the deal. It makes it permanent. And so what happens is when you begin to write down your goals, when you begin to write down your goals and get ready to write down what you're going to manifest, you make it permanent. You bring it into a permanency by writing it down. And so we begin to understand. I even, Esther and Jerry Hicks, those of you that are familiar with the laws of attraction, she talked about the manifestation list where she writes to the universe. And I've actually worked with that, and it does work. The universe, man, it just opens up the windows and allows the goodness to come forth. And when you position yourself, those of you that are listening tonight, positioning yourself, putting yourself in a position of greatness, putting yourself in a position of knowing how to have what it is that I want. There's somebody on this call tonight that may say, you know what? I want to manifest my dreams. I want to bring some things into perspective, but I don't know how. The source of supply is within oneself. In that realization, we understand that our food, our money, our clothing, our housing, and our transportation is only a form of supply, but it is not the supply. The supply that we're looking for to have all of our needs met, it lies within us. That supply that flows from within us, that universal presence from within. And as we begin to work with that, it brings us to that level. I see we have another caller here. Hello, how you doing? Welcome to Creating Your Own Reality. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Welcome to Creating Your Own Reality.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Oh, very well. I decided to call because of the remarkable synchronicity, which seems to be happening on a regular basis with the programming from AWARE. But you mentioned Neville, and I was thinking also of Saint Germain with the I Am decrees, and I just learned about both of them over the last 2 months or so. And I thought that was interesting that you were discussing Neville.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Neville is one of my favorite authors. I love him. I mean, his work is phenomenal. Those of you that are listening, if you go to Barnes & Noble's, go online to Amazon.com and type in Neville Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. He's coming out of Barbados, and he's a great metaphysician. He takes it and just takes it to a whole other level. He talks about the law of assumption, living from the wish fulfilled. And one of the things I love about Neville is when he talks about living from the wish fulfilled, how would it feel if you had won $1 million tonight? Those of you that are listening right now, how would it feel? He tells you to take that feeling and hold on to the feeling as if it is in fact true. And by holding on to that feeling as if you had won $1 million, the universe begins to make it your reality. How would it feel had I been financially independent or debt-free? Hold on to that feeling, living from the wish fulfilled. And by living from the wish fulfilled, the universe begins to make it your reality. And, I mean, he just deals with that in a great aspect. What is your birthday?
Oh, December 15th.
December 15th. We have a lot of Decembers.
Do you need the year also?
Nah, December 15th is good. This is a year of new beginnings for you. It's a brand new start. The universe is giving you the opportunity to start all over, to start new things. Last year was a year of closing. You were closing some things out. You were into some things. Some things were getting closed out. This is a year for you to expand and to go after everything that you want. This is a brand new year. Everything you touch will begin to be manifest. You need to put down and start writing down, what are the things that I want to implement? What are the things that I want? This is about you reconstructing, resetting. It's like almost like I feel like I want to say like you've been rebirthed. It's like the dying of oneself and the restructuring of something else. And I like to do it in astrology. We talk about Pluto, which is the planet of the resurrection, the dying of one thing and the resurrection of something else. And so you're coming into a new atmosphere. This is a new time for you to expand, for you to take into context what it is that you want. We're talking about tonight positioning yourself in the right place, and this is a great time for you to position yourself to have, to be, and to do all that you have desired. This is a great time for you to, as a matter of fact, I'm getting the feeling that, you know, you've been helping a lot of people out. You've been there for a lot of different people. I'm also getting that you've always seemed like you've been there for everybody else, but it seems like sometimes when you really need somebody, nobody's there.
Yes.
This is a time for you to focus on you. This is a time for you not to worry about anybody else, but to work on you and to focus on you. Why? You only get out of life what you pay for. What do you mean by that? You only get out of life what you pay for, what you pay your attention to. What are you paying your attention to? Those that are listening tonight, that's all you get out of life. You only get out of life what you pay for. And many of you say tonight, well, I didn't pay for debt. I didn't pay for lack. I didn't pay for sickness. I didn't pay for disease. I didn't pay for limitation. But guess what? You did, because you paid your attention to it. If you don't want things to show up in your life, don't pay attention to it. Only pay for what you want to see. Stop paying attention to greatness, success, prosperity, and happiness. For you that I'm talking to on the call tonight, well, what is your name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, I want to tell you this is the time for you to focus on yourself,
yes.
Not to worry about anybody else, not to worry about other things, kids, family members, but to focus on yourself, getting yourself together, getting yourself together in consciousness, getting yourself centered, getting yourself, because listen, we are nothing but our minds. Whenever, I say this all the time, I even teach this at the center, when you marry somebody or you come into contact with a relationship with somebody, you're coming into a relationship with their mind, because man metaphysically means mind. And when you talk about coming into contact with another mind, you're coming into the context of how that person relates, how that person has been brought up, their experiences in life. And you're at a point now where you're at a new beginning. You're at a new stage. You're having a new start. And now you need to be at a place where you need to center yourself and say, guess what? I got to take care of me. I got to get myself together. I got to start living my life for me. I can't live for my kids. I can't live for my family. I got to live for me. I want to be happy. I want to be joyful. I want to have success. I want to have a great happiness, a great joy, a great peace in life. And it only happens by you going within, making the necessary changes that you need to understand that consciousness is your only reality. And as we begin to understand and know that, it will bring us into that level of awareness that will allow us to be, to do, and to have all that we have desired. And it's so great, Lorraine, that, you know, you're at a place now of new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time for you.
You are completely on the mark. It's so remarkable. There's not even any point to my even summarizing. Everything you said is so completely on the mark. That's profound to hear. Yes.
Well, Lorraine, I want you to stay connected with me. I want you to go, after this call is over, those of you that are listening, I want you to go to my website, which is theenlightenmentcenter.net. I want you to give me your email. I want to speak to you. Stay in contact with me. But also, I want you to tell five people, those of you that are listening, about Aware Talk Radio. Let them know about Aware Talk Radio. Let them know that we're on every Monday at 5 o'clock. Also, all of the shows that Aware Talk Radio have, begin to expand. Tell your friends about Aware Talk Radio. There's this great radio station that's allowing us to become and be the person that we need to be. Lorraine, this is a great time for you. This is a new start. This is an opportunity for you to expand, to understand that the universe will always take care of you. And as long as you can come into a greater awareness to not allow the situation and the circumstances that are outside of you to control you or to make you fear, but to understand that there's no such thing as fear, because fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. It's only an illusion. It's not real. And when you come into the understanding of knowing that, wait a minute, this situation that I'm in is really not as bad as I think it is. It really is not as difficult as I thought it was. But understand that sometimes they say in life, you never know how strong your tea bag is until it's put in hot water. Many of us tonight have been put in hot water. You know, we caught in the illusion of the presidential election. We're caught in the illusion of the recession. We're listening to Lehman Brothers being bought out and all these different companies are folding. And you cannot allow yourself to get caught in that illusion. Why? Because whatever happens in the outer world does not affect your world. Just because the world is in a recession does not mean that you have to be in a recession. Because guess what? While the world is getting a recession and things are getting bad in the world, your world is becoming great. Your world is becoming wonderful. Your world is becoming phenomenal because you're able to go within and tap into the universal presence. And you know and begin to understand that consciousness is the only reality. Lorraine, I want to thank you for definitely calling in. And I want you to stay connected with us. Definitely stay connected with us. Go to the website. And definitely connect those of you that are listening. John, also, those of you that are listening, if you have not contacted me on the enlightenmentcenter.net, after this call is over, go straight to my website and let us know. Also, you can email me at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com if you have any questions. You know, I wanted to start this advice thing with Aware Talk Radio, and me and Chad, we're going to get together and do some things with this week. Anybody that has any questions, any advice they need about anything, we're here to help you. We're here to sit down and help you. We want to help those of you that have been contributing listeners that subscribe to our show that's supporting Aware Talk Radio. And so we're going to be set up now where we're going to be able to, you can email us in your questions, and I will personally email you back. We will give you advice. We will give you some counsel, kind of show you kind of different ways to go, kind of some things. Sometimes we just need to hear it from another person. Sometimes we just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes we just need to know that there's somebody that's going to listen to us. Sometimes we don't even want anybody to say anything to us. We just want somebody to listen to us and say, thank you for listening. I just needed to get that off of my chest. I just needed to be able to get to a place where I can have peace and just have that peace and love that I needed. And so I want to thank all of you guys for listening. Definitely stay connected with the Aware Talk Radio. I want to thank Lorraine for calling in, and also John. And definitely stay connected, and we're going to be in contact with you. As you give me your email, I'm going to be contacting you. I want to check in with you, make sure everything is going good with you, keeping in contact, because I believe this, you cannot make impact until you first make contact. And when you make contact with Aware Talk Radio, when you make contact with the Enlightenment Center, your world will be impacted. And so we want to thank you, those of you that have been supporting us and helping us out. We want you to know, even Chad and Dr. Stephen Herfeld, who gave us this opportunity, we want to thank you guys for being a part of everything that we're doing. And we want you to know the enlightenmentcenter.net is the website you can go to and join our abundance network. Also, I want to thank you guys for being a part of this show tonight. Let somebody know about this show. I want you to, everybody on this show tonight, when you get off this broadcast tonight, get yourself in the position of where you want to be. The position in the right place, positioning yourself to be at the right place at the right time. Positioning yourself to have the success, the joy, the happiness. Those of you that are in relationships, if you go to my website and you click on empowerment calls, why? Because I'm picking up, there's somebody on this call tonight that's having relationship issues, and I want you to go and there was a conference call where I talked about the five languages of love, and one of the things that the reason why we have problems in relationships is because we don't understand each other's language. Men and women speak different languages, and when we learn each other's language, we're able to identify and speak the language. Once you know your spouse's language and your spouse knows your language, the communication is better. You're able to communicate better. There's somebody on this call tonight that's having relationship issues. I want you to go to my website and listen to that conference call about the five languages of love. We talk about how to deal with the language, how to find your language, and how to deal with it on that aspect. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in tonight to the Enlightenment Center broadcast, Creating Your Own Reality. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisher. I definitely want you guys to stay connected with me at theenlightenmentcenter.net. You can email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. I also post blogs here on Aware Talk Radio and different other places. Constantly stay connected. I'm going to be posting a blog starting this week every day. So those of you that want to check my blog and read my blog, I believe that everybody needs a word of comfort. Everybody needs a word of upliftment, encouragement. Even myself, sometimes I need to be encouraged. I need to be uplifted. Every one of us, sometimes we go through situations. It doesn't hurt to have a word of encouragement, to have a word of knowledge, to have something that can get us through the day, an affirmation that can keep us positive. Because the more positive energy that we push out, the more positive energy we attract into our lives. Life gives to the giver and takes from the taker. I want to thank you guys for calling tonight, and I want you to know this one thing, that your destiny is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. Thank you all. I love you all. Good night.